All right, so initially when I was going to do this podcast, it was going to be directly related to Russell Westbrook. Now, this video is related to Russell Westbrook. However, he's not the focal point of this anymore because as I was brainstorming and writing down what I wanted to say, I happened to watch Jason Whitlock. Now, for you guys who don't know who Jason Whitlock is, before I even go to Jason Whitlock, let me go ahead and backtrack and go ahead and give you guys a synopsis of what happened before I get to Jason Whitlock. So, Russell Westbrook, NBA basketball player, plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder. My squad, let's get it. So, he was playing in Utah last night, and a fan, and this has been a trending thing, this has been an ongoing thing with Russell Westbrook, not just him, but specifically him, because it seems like he's just a target for this type of thing, right? But anyways, so the first thing that came out was a video of Russell of Westbrook cussing out a fan, saying he will fuck him up and then fuck his wife up too. That was the video, right? That's the first thing that came out of it, right? So, you know, after that, the press conference, you know, Westbrook basically said that, you know, he was disrespected. The guy said, get down on your knees like you used to or some shit. And yeah, man. So then they go to the fan, which is a fat, white, honky. Ray just looks, he sounds like he's racist, right? So he's talking about, hey man, oh no, you know, I didn't say none of this stuff, man. I just told him he needed to ice his knees. And you know, my wife, she was her first NBA game ever, and you know, this is what she gotta go through. Like that, like, come on man. You mean come on man. This dude been in for 11 years. 11 fucking years. 11 fucking years. You mean to sit here and tell me that he would just go off on a fan for telling him to ice his knees? Come on, man. Y'all need to stop playing, man. So, that happened, right? Now, after recording of this video, the guy who has a past history of racist tweets against, guess who? The same player I just told you about. Russell Westbrook and other players, too. Right? This guy got banned from Utah Jazz games. Now, I don't know if that means all NBA games, like he can't never attend an NBA game again, or if it's just Utah Jazz. I didn't really read into it. If I had to guess, I would say it was the Utah Jazz that he's banned from. So he can probably go to another state and go to another game and do the same shit he's been doing. Who knows, right? Anyways, so he's banned, and Russell Westbrook got fined $25,000. Okay, so now y'all guys are caught up. So now let me get to Jason Whitlock. So, Jason Whitlock, this is what set me off, okay? So, he has this little portion of his show where it's called Whitlock or some shit. I don't know. Anyways, he basically said that Russell Westbrook, him being a snobby elite millionaire, shouldn't have a problem with anybody saying anything or offending him or cussing him out or threatening his family. You got to understand, these guys play 82 games a year, and that's not even adding the playoffs, right? Yeah, okay, so they make millions of dollars. That's cool, whatever, man. That ain't got nothing to do with the fact that if somebody... And you know what? I actually made an argument about this with the Kardashians, man. But I don't consider the Kardashians hard workers. I think they just literally they hoard one person, and they pretty much benefited off of that. So when people talk shit, and a lot of people talk shit on social media, you can turn social media off, right? But the basketball, you have to show up to this arena. You have to do interviews. You have to play these games. You have to hear these people yelling and screaming at you, right? How long does it take before you snap on somebody? And it should, and I ain't gonna say it should happen, but it's bound to happen, right? It's bound to happen. It's bound to happen. The only reason I brought up the Kardashian thing is because I made a post in the past shitting on the Kardashians, talking shit about the Kardashians. And then somebody said to me, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't talk bad about the Kardashians. You know, they face a lot of X, Y, Z. And just, I'm thinking in my head, like, you can shut social media off. You can shut certain aspects of your life off. They can still make their money just doing their show, and it's just, that's it. So social media, to me, is a choice. It's something that you're willing to put yourself through. However, these basketball players have to show up to these games if they want to get paid. They have to play their ass off if they want to get paid. And it's just, it's two different things. Anyways, unrelated, but I wanted to put that out there because there may be somebody who know me who might be like, oh, well, you said, well, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I want to get that shit out the fucking way now. Anyways, going back to Jason Whitlock. He's saying that these players are elitists who shouldn't complain or they shouldn't bitch about anything. And this is the same man who had an issue with LeBron having an issue with somebody spraying nigger on his property. Right? He sat there and said, well, LeBron is an elite athlete and he shouldn't have a problem. Are you serious? Like, man, you're a human before you anything else. You know what I mean? Like, yo, like, you don't see the Kardashians. I'm bringing them up one more time. Nobody spraying nigger or whatever you want to, whatever they are, the Armenian, I don't know, nigger lover, I guess, on their property. And if it has happened, then shit, I don't know about it. Anyways, going back to LeBron James. Sorry. No more Kardashian reference. Promise. So, yeah, this dude is literally getting on LeBron because LeBron is mad because of what happened to him. And keep in mind, this is a black man. Jason Whitlock is a black man. A fat, disgruntled, Winnie the Pooh-shaped, fat, blue-looking-ass nigga, man. And what pisses me off about Jason Whitlock is he's black. He don't think that a cop will pull him over and shoot his ass. He doesn't think that's going to happen. Until it does. And then what? All the people you defending all this time, right? They ain't here for you. Right? All right, sorry, man. I had to move, but yeah, man. But anyways, he said that, and I brought up the whole racist tweets thing. I was listening to Jason Whitlock, and I'm like, all right, typical Jason Whitlock. And this dude, he's a coon, man. Yeah, like he's a straight up coon. But out of everything he said, I was like, all right, you know, whatever. But what pissed me off is when he said, I don't even care about the guy's tweets. That's what set me off. Wait a minute. Hold up. Let me get this right. So you're willing to accept that this guy is racist and it's documented that he said racist shit online. And then when something happens and he triggered an event to where Russell Westbrook says something and supposedly goes viral. You take the side of the white man. That means you basically saying that he's wrong. You know he's wrong. How are you going to sit there and say, that's willful ignorance, man. That's willful ignorance. That's willful ignorance, man. How you gonna sit there and say, I don't care about what the guy tweeted? That means you're admitting that you know that the dude is racist. This dude had tweets like not only Westbrook, but other players and other sports. Like, now he's deleting them now, but come on, man. How do you not? So, and this is what pisses me off the most. You're putting more energy on how Westbrook should conduct himself and not how the fan should conduct themselves. You're sitting here saying, as a black man, that this guy can do and say what he want because he paid the fee, the tickets to go see this game so he can demoralize another man, a black man at that. You're saying that's cool. And then you're saying, I don't care about his tweets. Huh? Huh? What? Like, are you fucking serious? He over here, saying that he's an elite. We're talking about Russell Westbrook. You over saying Russell Westbrook is an elite, elitist that whines and moans and all this stuff. Right? But you don't want to have nothing to say about the fan, the white fan. And there's known racist tweets. And you say, I don't care about it. You're a fucking coon, you fat bitch. You a fat fucking bitch. Somebody's going to beat you. You know what? I hope you get, you know, people always say I don't wish no harm on nobody. I don't care about the harm. Like some people need some harm. Some people need some ass whooping. Hope you get your ass whooped. But here's the kicker. I hope the people that beat your ass are white. I hope a bunch of redneck ass white people smoke, and saute your fat ass. That's what I hope. Because he's going to sit here and say that Russell Westbrook, a basketball player, a black man, should take shit from a white man who paid tickets to see a game and he has a history of racism. You're saying he should take that? No man should take that. That's a problem. Not even you, you fat bitch. You shouldn't even take that, let alone anybody else. But you're going to sit here and say that he should just take it. Just take it. This dude has a history of racism. It's documented. And you say you don't care. But you want to shit and spit on the black man. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You can't be serious right now, bro. You cannot be serious right now. This shit is outrageous. From a black man, anybody else, yo, like, yeah. But a black man, a black man. How's a black man shit on another black man getting, you know, like, no, man, we don't do that to each other. Is he a daddy black? Mama? How do you feel about them? Instead, you like, no, man. Yo, you want to keep a job? Is your job really worth your soul? Is your job really worth, you know, your identity? At the end of the day, if there's going to be a genocide and they're like, all the blacks are going to go over here and we're going to kill them, you're going to be on the side that gets killed. And they're not going to give a fuck, man. Before you're anything in this world, other than human, you are a black man. And you shamed yourself and you shamed your people. You fat fucking bitch. You can't even stay in shape. So that's how I know you're unhappy. You're unhappy. You're unhappy with yourself. You're unhappy with your people because you can't be one of them as far as being athletes. How are you a sports journalist and you're out of shape? Not saying sports journalists should be in shape, but for you to talk about athletes and then people look at you and they're like, why are you talking about these guys who actually are physically and mentally putting themselves through more stress than he is? All he's doing is being a fat black man talking. And that can't be that much stressful. It can't be stressful at all, man. Can't be. But here we are. 2019. Niggas are still cooning. Niggas are still not wanting to stand up for one another. Yo, like, I'm going to close it out with this, man. And this is with all black people. I'm going to tell you this right now. All the cooning and all the tap dancing and the boot licking that you're doing, just remember, man, like, this country was built off the back of slaves. Those slaves sacrificed their lives everything. And even the people after that who didn't have any rights. Everything was sacrificed just so you can shit on them. And you're doing just that. You're shitting on them. Your mothers, your fathers, your grandmothers, your grandfathers, your great-grandmothers, your great-grandfathers are going to roll over their grave. They're going to shit on you. You're disgracing them right now. I'm only talking about the coons and the sellouts. The bootlicks. Butter biscuit eaters. All that. Y'all not helping at all, man. You are black. That won't change at all. In society, and the way people perceive you ain't going to change. Perception is one thing. And we are supposed to change the perception. But at the end of the day, when people are cooning, that's not changing the perception. Because you're still black. You're not one of us, but you are black. And quite frankly, man, like, I'm ashamed. And your ancestors are ashamed. Your ancestors who were slaves. And I don't want to hear this shit about people talking about, oh, I'm part Jamaican, I'm Creole, I'm hot. Like, I'm like, you think these white people give a fuck? Oh, I'm Haitian. I'm Dominican. Do you think these white people give a fuck? And if you are that, cool, rep it. I ain't telling you, you don't need to. But I put it like this, man. There's talks about reparations, right? And I know we're not going to get reparations, but hypothetically, let's just say we do get reparations. How many of you Haitians, Jamaicans, Dominicans, whatever you are that's not black, are going to claim that you're black and try to bust your ass, right? Bust your fucking ass for a fucking piece of money, for a little bit of change to claim that you're black. In spirit, and in soul, and in sacrifice, you don't want to be black. But for a check, you'll be black. Funny, ain't it? Anyways, it's your boy Nixon. I'm out. One.